piece, glossy piece.
Very good. I'd like to call the design review meeting of Tuesday, March 24th to order. Can we have roll call, please?
Thank you. Member Branch?
Here.
Member Hyman?
Here.
Member Carroll?
Here.
Member Shaler?
Present.
Member Smith?
Here.
Alternate Whalen?
Here.
And Vice Chair Schneider?
Here. And I guess our first duty is the administrative agenda, selection of chair and vice chair, and I presume also signed subcommittee makeup.
Do you want to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now we'll try the administrative agenda. Shall we, and does anybody want to nominate anyone?
Well, since you're in that chair, and we're vice chair, I think it's logical that you can now take on the role as chair. And I'd like to nominate Tom Smith as vice chair.
I accept.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
On both instances, let's vote one at a time for chair first.
Okay.
First off, any other nominees, discussion, just look politically correct. All those in favor?
Aye.
And for vice chair for Tom Smith, any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
And signed subcommittee, I don't know about Tom, but with me being chair, I would like to remove myself from that committee, so... shall we try you?
Well,
Scott?
Yes.
I have a difficult time getting...
Oh, getting here that
getting
early.
Getting here that early because of transportation and my daughter.
How about you, Bill?
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that, but honestly, I don't feel that I have enough expertise in this to be particularly helpful.
How about Gregory?
I'm also going to decline.
Can we draft the
yes,
the alternate?
No.
You can stay with the same makeup as right now.
Yeah. Can we put this off till next meeting so I can play politics behind the scenes, so to speak? Then let's put off the signed subcommittee until next week, decision until next week.
So everything will stay the same in case we have an item next meeting. Okay.
Meeting minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Yes, I had one comment on item F1. Under the motion, number one, provide larger planters for the three Tristanian trees. Well, let's just say three Brisbane box trees.
Any other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
One abstention. Planning Director report.
Okay, so just a reminder today for this Thursday, March 26th, there is an ethics training from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock here at the chamber, council chamber, and then please check to see if you're due for that training. There is an option for online training if you can't make it. And actually today we have the planning director. So.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is on now.
So, many of you, some of you, if not all of you, have been keeping track of some of the changes that have been going through council on in regards to Title or Chapter 2.08 of Title II, which governs the DRB. So staff was asked, when we started the zoning ordinance project, staff was asked to look at the functions of the board and how it relates to the documents that we had in place. The board's operated under the bylaws for quite some time, and unfortunately, they've never kept, I don't know what the word would be, they never kept along with the code. There was some issue at the time back when the board was created. The board was created before the Planning Commission. When the Planning Commission was created in 2006, there weren't any changes to the code that governed the DRB. So part of my job was to go in and realign the board and the Planning Commission, make sure the purviews were separate, as your purview is design, architecture, and landscaping, and their purview is land use. So what we've done is we've done the first step in this process, where we've done edits to Chapter 2.08. The council adopted them on March 3rd. Second read was on March 17th, and they'll go into effect in April. And we've also updated the bylaws. The bylaws will no longer contain any regulation. It will be procedure. And so I have a copy of both to hand out for your review. Yeah, there's some extras. So as you can tell, just from holding the bylaws, we've stripped out a lot of in that document. And we put everything into Chapter 2.08. Now, this is just the first step. What will happen when the zoning ordinance comes forward is in the administrative section of the zoning ordinance, your procedures and findings will also be will be taken out of this chapter and rolled into the entire code. During this go-round, we have not done any major edits to your findings. We want your input on that. We want to sit down and include you in workshops and to look at that process of just what does, what should the findings be. We have an awful lot right now. There might be ways to streamline it. There may be other findings that you would like to see in it. And those start in section 2.08160 is the findings section. The one thing council did do is they've modified slightly the scope of your review. We've taken out things that relate back to land use and appropriateness of use on the site that were in your in the previous code. There was also discussion at council about expanding the exemptions from design review, especially in regards to additions on homes. The one discussion that did occur during the first reading was in section 2.08120B, where we exempt decks, swimming pools, fences. The original code had additions of 500 feet or less. The bylaws had 750. And so there was some debate, and the council decided to stay with 750 instead of reverting back to what the original code allowed. So that is one change that happened. The other change that was, I think you will find significant and may or may not love, is we've modified the process somewhat. I know the board is used to having a conceptual, preliminary, and final review. Mm-hmm. We've changed that. So we're going to be going with conceptual and design review approval. It essentially is the same function that you have now with a preliminary and final. It's morphed into one. And we understand that it may require more than one meeting, just like preliminary does now. The bylaws allowed staff to do the final review. And what that's morphed into as time has gone on with the board is the board has made that a little more detailed and taken on that role on their own. What we would like to see is the board have essentially full approval done during the design review board approval section or phase. And then all staff does, with assistance from the chair where necessary, is we make sure the plans match. The working drawings match with your design review approvals, and if they do not match, it comes back to the board. And that is what I have found in other cities has worked very well in making the applicants adhere to what they were originally approved to do.
Where's the appeal point in that?
The appeal is just with design review board approval.
Okay.
That's where it stops. So I know I've thrown a lot of material at you right now, and I know there will be, you'll want to go through it, and I'm always available to come back and answer questions. We do expect the draft of the ordinance to be coming out in the next couple of months, and so there'll be an opportunity to go through that again. And staff is looking right now at how the changes in this process will affect projects that are already going through your process. If there were a lot of conditions placed on plans for final review, they will be coming back to you for another board approval. If it was pretty much done and it was very, very minor, like we want to see this plant and this color, then that will stay with staff conformance review. But like I said, it is the conformance review part of this process is a very effective tool, because once you have your approvals, applicants typically do not want to go back. So they do adhere to what's approved by the board. So I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
So it sounds like we need to be very clear before we hand it off to staff as to what the expectations
absolutely
will be.
Right. Absolutely.
In terms of the number of plants and that particular variety,
yes,
species,
we'll
size,
want you to
box
approve
size,
yes,
things like that, rather than waiting until maybe a later point to finalize
right
some of those features.
So what will tend to happen is a secondary. So where preliminary review sometimes was only one meeting, most likely will be two, depending on if you're comfortable with the plans, if there was conditions that you wanted to see come back, or it's also an opportunity to really condition the project. We want five plants in this location of this type, and that can be a condition that the board adds. And staff will be working with you on that to sort of modify slightly how the function has been. Anything else?
I did have one more question, and it talks about 2.081501 conceptual review.
Uh-huh.
And the role of the Planning Commission and the Design Review Board,
yes,
is it's still not possible for there to be joint concept review with the Planning Commission and
that
Design
is,
Review Board on larger projects?
We talked a lot about that, and there's a lot of concern about, there's a legal concern about potentially making a pre-decision on a project. And it was decided that we really want to stay away from that. Now, the conceptual review process is the opportunity for the board to comment on anything, even outside of design. And those comments will be taken to the Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission can consider them. I've always seen conceptual review used not only for that, to help the Planning Commission look at projects if you're concerned about massing, if you're concerned about other issues or height that they might have authority over, but also give them a heads up. It gives the applicant a heads up as to what the board's going to expect when design actually comes along. So if you see something right away, there's too much stone on a wall, we really need more windows, I don't like the fenestration in this location, it's a heads up for them. Yes.
What about the situation one that came up was with Target,
mm-hmm,
the location they had, which even though we're not involved with traffic, making decision, approving the traffic layout, it was obvious to at least a couple, maybe, probably the whole board, that there was serious work that needed to be done in figuring out, the traffic pattern from the off-ramp to
mm-hmm
to the store. I mean, they had the charts and they had the work by the traffic engineers and all that, but it just looked like a disaster waiting to happen. So we can still comment on that
at the conceptual stage.
At the conceptual stage,
and
yeah.
And if that subject
like
came
up
during your design review approval, staff would step in and,
right,
and gently correct.
Right, no, but I mean, that would give a heads up to Planning Commission.
Absolutely.
That we have concerns as well. And so they, okay, good.
Yeah.
That's.
No, that it actually helps the commission. Now, in some cases, the commission might look at it, and they may disagree, and they can move ahead with their decision making as they will.
Yeah.
So. Any other comments?
Right, questions?
And for those of you gentlemen that I haven't met in person yet, welcome. It's nice to meet you. So,
okay.
I am available anytime. You can send me an email or contact Mary, and I'm happy to sit down with folks individually or in a group. So,
okay.
Sure. It's Jake Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N, at cityofgoleta.org.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if I could just add one more thing to the review process, I think a lot of times the board has agreed that some of the final approvals I have to come back on consent. That's the type that, you know, staff could do a compliance review from what you had approved at preliminary. So that's could streamline the process.
Okay. Review of agenda.
And today we don't have any changes on the agenda. It stays as is, and your next meeting is April 14th.
Okay. Public comment. At this time, if there's any members in the audience that would like to speak on an item not on today's agenda, not seeing anyone, we will move on. Consent calendar, item E1. I guess I don't know how we want to do this for consent and sign, but I'm just going to go ahead and read this. E1 622 Dara Road. Actually, I reviewed the plans, and there were a couple of minor items which I don't know if you remember. The one of the issues was concern about whether Public Works would allow for gravel in the parkway, which does not seem to be an issue. And then there was a request to study the choice of evergreen pears in the backyard, which they have restudied and replaced. So with that, actually, this is just me, huh? So I basically gave final approval on that. So just as I don't think the board has to vote on that, right? Yes. I think that's just.
I think you do have to vote.
Oh, do we? Yeah. Okay. So I move for final approval.
Can you tell us what they're replacing the pear with?
A strawberry tree. I think.
Okay. Yes.
I got it.
You're right.
Got it?
I think
yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. We good?
Good choice.
Next item, sign calendar.
So I think we have
to. Oh, we have to vote.
Yeah. Was there a motion?
Yeah.
There was a motion by Scott and seconded by Tom. And discussion, any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. Item F, sign calendar. I guess I need to get into this. Linda?
Item F is the Orchard Supply Hardware wall signs located at 125 North Fairview Avenue, case number 15-026 DRB.
And I guess I ran it, so I'll chime in. Basically, we reviewed the Orchard Supply Hardware signage per the previously approved overall sign plan for that project and basically recommend approval as submitted for final approval. So that's a motion for that. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Just under discussion, thank you for the work that you do on the sign committee, number one. And number two, on the one of the exhibits, sheet 1 of 9. That the proposed sign A, which is the large one in the front, is 104 square feet versus the maximum square footage allowed was 163. So clearly a sign, I guess with the fenestration there, that would have been 163 square feet wouldn't have fit. So it's nice to see a sign of this size being used in this capacity rather than something that might have been significantly larger and maybe not as well placed.
Okay. Any
so
further?
A motion to approve this and second and
vote. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item conceptual calendar. Linda?
Thank you. Item G1 is the La Patera caretaker unit and renovations located at 30 South La Patera, case number 14-131 DRB.
And I am going to recuse myself from this project, as I've worked for the owner before. After consulting with staff, I was told I should recuse.
And you're an architect, position on the board.
That's right.
Ah, so our new member, which I have not, can step in, which I need to acknowledge.
Introduce.
and introduce. So apparently council interviewed some people, and Dennis, is that?
Yes, that's correct.
Has been chosen to act as alternate for some various and sundry reasons, which we don't need to get into at the moment. So anyway, glad you're here.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Mr. Chair, yes. Before Member Branch leaves, I think he has another, the last item to recuse himself, so we can let him leave if he'd like.
Okay. Joe?
Good afternoon, Board. Today we have a request for conceptual review for the property at 30 South Bob Terre. The applicant is proposing a new loading dock on the south side of the building. Some interior demolition, including demolition of a mezzanine, and a new entry way on La Patera, where they'll just be replacing some of the storefront. And then they'll be adding a new caretaker's unit. It should be a total of 3 stories and 1,925 square feet with a 928 square foot rooftop deck, all contained within the existing building footprint. And at this point, I hand it over to Clay with the design team, and I'm here if you have any questions.
Before you go, Clay, I have a question for staff. I guess I'm wondering how a residential unit is allowed in the MRP zone at the moment.
The MRP district, as well as the land use, allows for a caretaker unit, or one caretaker's unit is allowed within both the land use and the zoning designation.
And that is in the MRP zone?
In MRP, as well as the business park land use designation.
Okay. I didn't see that when I looked it up, so that's why I'm asking.
And that does need a minor conditional use permit, correct, Joe?
No.
No?
Not within.
So it's allowable use in that zone.
Okay. Go.
Good afternoon. Clay Arrow with AB Design Studio. Good to see you all again. New faces. I'm happy to see. Joe did a pretty good job of explaining it, but let me run you through this a little bit. The different setup here. La Patera is here on the west side of the property, and then the train tracks are kind of over where I'm sitting. Large industrial building, about almost 180,000 feet, broken up into several different areas, or you could say tenants, and some tenants actually have multiple areas. The big scope of work that we're doing here is largely the manager's quarter, which will actually reside in the middle of the unit of the building. We're doing some work on the south end of the building, extending a loading dock, reconfiguring a ramp and some stairs with an awning and a canopy on the south side of the building. On the west side of the building, hatched here, is some interior demo work that we're working on, not exterior really, other than changing out the door here. And then in the middle here is where we have the manager's quarters. That's kind of the overview. Here's an aerial view of the project with some just neighboring context and some photos of the building. Here's the building here. You see in this is the north elevation here, and the west elevation off La Patera. The manager's quarter is actually going to sit kind of right here in the center, so it's kind of tucked in to the in between the roof elements. It has a kind of a large bow truss on the north end, and then has several bow trusses going down the going east-west. This area is the south side, so this is one of the areas hatched on the site plan where we are reconfiguring. If they want to zoom out a little bit, might be able to see this a little better on the camera. There's an existing door with some steps and an existing ramp and a pretty small deck, but the large tenant that sits in this portion of the building needs more loading dock space, so we're proposing to reconfigure, keeping the ramp here, reconfiguring the stairs, and adding a loading dock here with another enclosure here for storing materials. the ADA spots.
I had a question there, and there'll be some of the landscaping will be, the planter will be removed.
You know, there's not much landscaping around the building. It's pretty industrial. We're not proposing anything new at this point on the building. And we don't have a lot of space. I think that there's a head-in planter here, but mm-hmm. We're not proposing any changes to that. This sheet here is really referencing the interior demo that we're doing on the west side of the property. Again, not much change other than the storefront door being changed out, but most of it is on the interior. So like I mentioned before, the manager's quarter is in the center part of the building. The building has a north-south axis that runs through it, and then it has a large kind of open space currently in the middle of the building. And it was, you know, probably at one point envisioned as a big communal space for the large tenant or something of that nature, but it's largely unused at the moment. So we're demolishing a few areas here and then building in this unit that would basically stack up through the building, and then leaving some space out here. Programmatically, we're providing storage, janitor's closet, and then the ground floor would be kind of public meeting space, and then the upper floors would be for more private office space. So this is still within the confines of the roof, underneath the existing roof, and then the bedroom and the living area would pop. I got that backwards, sorry. This is inside the building. This is the second story. And the roof story is where the manager's office would be, with a deck out on top of the roof.
Just to clarify, the deck is on top of the third story?
On top of the existing roof. Okay. So in section, you'd have the roof of the building here with a deck on it, and then the third floor is here.
Oh, so it's not on top of the pop-out?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
It's adjacent to it. This is the roof plan of that, so this is the roof plan with the deck below. Mm-hmm. Well, we're planning for solar on top of that structure as well. From elevations, let's see, I'm going to work from the bottom up. The west elevation is along La Patera. Obviously, we're looking at this flat on, but that part that's popping up is way back into the middle of the building. So elevations can be a little deceiving when you look at it that way. Yeah, it's, I don't actually know that dimension off the top of my head, but it's pretty far. But the west elevation along La Patera, the new storefront is, the east elevation is obviously the other side, again, showing the manager's quarters popped up. No other changes along that elevation. On the south side, you can see where we're doing a new canopy, new loading dock, new stairs. The ramp will remain in this little enclosure here. And then the pop-out again, which is still located way back in the building. And then from the north side, you can see how it's popping up. And the idea is that this would pop up and face the mountains, not the ocean. Here's a couple little views here. These kind of zooming in. This is the south side. Plaster and metal canopies. Same materials kind of up on this portion, but this would be pretty hard to see. So it's kind of a unique situation where we can get this vertical kind of residential unit, manager's unit within the building. Very unique indeed. I don't think I have anything else left to present at this point, so we can move on to
questions from the board.
I'll go ahead and start if you don't mind.
Okay, Bill.
It's nice to see you.
We have declarations.
I love it.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Unfortunately, I'm familiar with the site, although I did not specifically visit it, and I've had no conversations.
I visited the site and have had no conversations.
Site visit, no ex parte.
I did visit the site.
And I visited the site as well, no ex parte conversations.
No conversations.
Back to you, Bill.
Thank you, Chair. So the PV, I'd like to talk just a little bit about this. It's nice to see it being considered and being integrated into your design. Those are south-facing then?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how much power you expect? Because it looks like there's more panels than would be necessary for a caretaker's unit.
Well, to answer your question, I don't. I haven't calc'd it out. We're also not really, we don't want to pitch it, so we're going to be less efficient on the panels as they're sitting, as they're currently sitting right now. I do not know what the power draw is going to be on it.
Okay. And do you have an ability to clean those panels? There's like a hose bib or something there, or in a way for somebody to get up on top of that roof to do that?
I'd imagine we'd provide that from the deck side, yeah. Some way to get up there and service that.
And then in terms of the deck, I'm not sure if I saw any details and kinds of what kind of lighting is being proposed to make sure that it's dark sky compliant, because that's going to be an elevated area. I don't know how visible ultimately it will be for in any direction, but to try and stay with the idea of the dark sky lighting.
That's a great question. We haven't planned for any lighting on the deck proper. There would just be like a wall light or wall sconce that would be downward casting just to provide a little ambient light. That's about it.
And then two last things. Does a project like this, maybe this is for staff, pay any development impact fees that could be used for La Patera sidewalk improvements?
No, the project would be subject to development impact fees in terms of what they would be used for. If there would be sidewalk improvements, that would be a public works, determination in terms of what those fees are actually used for.
Okay. You're just saying there might be a nexus there between the location of this property and the kind of work the city would like to incorporate in their capital improvement program. And then just the last thing, the new storefront door, are there details on that? I can understand the desire to replace the current one.
No, not at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Dennis, did you have?
Yes, I had a question, please. A clarification. I'm looking at sheet A4.01, south of elevation 3. The one that you show us here is different than is in my packet. It seems to show... I'll have to get up and point.
Have a scale.
Make sure we have the same packet, too.
No, not this, on the side.
This is not in my packet. It looks like...
It's not?
Two doors or a window or arrangement. Yeah.
That was actually a design change that came apart as part of the comments that me and Adam went back on, another person with the applicant team. So the version that you guys have are the, most current set of plans.
I'm guessing this is more current than what we have in our packet.
But you guys have the more current set. These were the initial plans, but the revisions.
Is this what you're doing?
So they handed me this as I walked out, so it's not enclosed, right?
No, it's just a covered.
So this is not current, and what we have is?
Yes.
Yeah. Very
good. So there are no enclosures out there. There's just the new awning.
There's just the awning, which will extend over.
So this is just the awning here. Okay. That roll-up door goes away, and that enclosure goes away. It's just that.
It'll just be a covered area next to the loading dock. Yeah. Based on what's shown in your guys' set of plans.
Thank you for that clarification.
Apologize, I got handed the wrong information.
Any other questions?
I have no questions.
No questions?
No.
No. I'm gonna look at you, but I'm talking to him. Why do you want a caretaker's unit here?
You're talking to me and looking at him? Or you're looking at me and talking to him?
You're at the table.
Why do I want one here? Or why does the owner want one here?
You're representing the applicant. So why does the applicant want a residential unit here?
Well, I think that's a great question. Would you like to come up and answer that question?
Step right up.
You can come up and state your name. Also, Mr. Chair, I just want to clarify that you are correct. This is not a use that's listed in the zoning code. However, the general plan allows a caretaker's unit, and general plan trumps. So you didn't miss anything.
Mm-mm. Okay, good. Thank you.
And kind of along those, Kip Bradley, manager of this complex representing the owner. That very answer is why we pursued this is because we understand that it is unusual to have this kind of a use, but it is allowed in this. And it is a situation where we now have recently put Northrop Grumman in the complex. We also have a company called DSS, which is Deployable Space Systems, in the building, and just have felt the need to have a higher level of security on the property. And trying to, and in a situation here where we've got very large space that is very vacant at night, it just seems to have a need to have a higher level of security. And there are obviously a number of ways to do that or achieve that goal, but this is one of them that seems to be the best for our tenants.
Okay. I'm going to have to go back and read the general plan, which is fine. That's why you're here. Just seems a little strange. So if this is for additional kind of eyes on what's going on there, it seems to me that the location is probably the most non-visible. I mean, architecturally, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And from impact on the neighborhood, where you've got it is great. If somebody's up there and somebody's on the street, they're not going to see who's on the street. They're not going to know what's going on. So,
what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I completely understand that question, too.
As opposed to putting a one-story addition in the back or on the north or...
Right. Well, the issue is trying to adhere to a lot of restrictions on us with respect to additional square footage. And here's a situation where we have available square footage that is currently not used. It's not going to be added on. We're not impacting any of our other tenants. And yes, it may require a little bit additional effort on the part of the person, but having them on site certainly is more of a deterrent than
not.
And, for instance, we have a building in downtown Santa Barbara where we've literally just parked a mission security car in front. I probably shouldn't say this very loud, but but we've literally parked the car in front during a construction project, and we have not had one iota of problem. Unbeknownst to everyone else, there's never been a guard manning that car. But the presence of that car has been enough to deter that. We are hoping, knowing that someone is there 24/7, not really 24/7, but someone there certainly in the evening hours when our tenants are gone, will be enough of a deterrent to try to alleviate that.
I understand all of that. I guess I'm not convinced that any person walking the street would even know that there's a unit up there or anybody in there. So unless they get out of their unit and are walking around, and maybe that's part of the hiring situation.
And you're absolutely right. But you know what? The reality is you can have all the locks you want on your door, all the bars on your door, but if somebody really wants to break into your house, they're going to find a way to do it, and they're going to do it.
And fortunately, this doesn't get televised into the local prison.
Tom? Okay.
If I could maybe make a comment, I'm kind of sticking up for the applicant. One thing that it does have in its favor as far as the security standpoint is, assuming that there are, and this isn't our purview, but assuming that there are monitors in that unit with cameras around the outside, being where it's located makes it practically equidistant from any side of that building. So if someone shows up at any side, that would probably be the most logical space to have somebody at so they could respond. If they're at one side of the building, but if they're positioned at the north end and someone shows up at the south end, they've got a longer distance, or they're kind of almost in the middle, in a manner of speaking.
Yes.
So
well, and the idea of using security cameras and monitors may alleviate some of the concerns that I was just...
That's correct. Well, if I was someone like Northrop Grumman or Deployable Space Systems, I would want to make sure they had something like that around the outside before I put my business in there.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, those are already in existence
right.
for their particular spaces, which are the main concerns.
Okay.
So, Go ahead.
Sorry.
I'm ready.
This deck is existing relatively flat. Where was that photo?
That's correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Flat part of the roof. Flat part of the roof between the two
barrels.
Barrels that are running east and west, right?
That's correct.
And this end, they're actually going like this.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is right over the hallway.
Right.
Yeah. So the center of the hallway is flat roof, and then on each side, the barrels start.
Okay.
So there's no modification per se in terms of roofing on this area.
Okay. And
that was an easy one. I thought I was expecting much worse than that.
You got my worst ones already. We're on the downhill run. I guess the question is, and I'm sure you will get to this beforehand, my next question is one of just occupancy of, and of course it's residential, so it may not be, but just size of the deck, number of people up here, and you're restricted to a two-story spiral stair. I'm beyond our purview, just throwing that out there so you can... And I'm assuming that you've done the occupant load calc, and that's not an issue for you. So, I guess that's all I have. Any other questions? Comments?
Well, sort of a question it's relating to your assembly area on the deck. Is there a secondary exit off of that deck?
Well, I think the easy answer to your question is it's only going to be a parapet wall that's about 3 feet tall.
Right.
And so there is a doorway for roof access. Now, you know, okay. That is another way off, but otherwise you're jumping off the roof.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not strictly a design related issue, but a second exit would be something to consider.
And I'm a little bit concerned when you talk about assembly area because it really isn't intended as an assembly area. It's really probably for half a dozen folks to congregate.
Yeah.
Right.
That's about what we expect.
Access to a second exit would be nice.
Only if it's required.
Yeah. Just to continue my thought, I think it is kind of an exciting design. And it is a new, fresh look at how we can reuse some of our buildings in a way that is not obtrusive. I appreciate how it's hidden, and yet it's quite I wouldn't say it's divergent of a design. It picks up on some of the characteristics, but then the building has been altered in many other areas. There have been glass block put into it. So I think it's kind of an exciting sort of proposal that you've got going here. Just another thing that isn't strictly design related, I only see interior glazing in the bathroom, so it looks like all of the rooms are essentially dark boxes. You might consider bringing some daylight down into these spaces.
We have clear stories in that space that you're not reading in this plan here, but there are clear stories in the space that are providing light transmitting through.
Yes, I see that in the bathroom. I didn't notice any indicated in any of the other rooms, but that's not strictly a design thing either.
Any other comments?
I like the design, the way it looks. I especially like the fact that roof line echoes the roof structure on the building itself. I find that it's very appropriate. So I'd be like that.
Anybody else? Aaron?
I like the design. I think it's appropriate to the architecture. The color rendering you presented looks very appropriate. I think it's nice.
One comment I would like to make is that if it's all possible, it would be nice at some place on that parapet wall to have a gate that would go to that central walkway down the roof, so that if access is needed to that other location, it would be more available. And I think that would work with the security function of that unit as well. So the person's not always just going down the one stairway to get to where they got to go, but they can maybe have access across the roof to wherever this other spot is if need be.
Yeah, architecturally, I think where you're headed is fine. I'd like to see a couple of sections next time around, but just to be able to see that. And obviously, my big concern was one of more land use and whether, you know, how we were getting to putting a residential unit in an area like this. And I will give you the fact that while I don't think it's high volume, you are right next to the train station, so there is some nighttime traffic just because of the train going in and out of there.
In terms of what?
In terms of just people.
Oh, people. Okay.
Right. So I and so
all the more reason for us to do this.
Well, yes, to some extent, that's correct. Okay. So I understand that. So. And this is here for conceptual. So does somebody want to try a motion?
Apparently, I'd be happy to, but I'm kidding.
We're not allowed to.
Problem here is everybody's used to having me do it, and I'm not going to do it because I'm chair, okay? So we got new rules.
Yeah. Well, Scott's not here. Okay, well, I'll make a stab at it. I'm going to make a motion to continue the item, asking that the applicant comes back with some cross-sections through it and to study the possibility of an additional of a gate in the parapet that gets out, that exits across the existing roof path down the center there.
Okay. Second?
Hey, just to so the item would be coming back for conceptual again?
I think we should have it come back for preliminary if you're okay.
Okay.
With that.
Yes, okay. I'm okay with that. Yes.
We're calling that design approval.
Oh,
that's right.
So this would be a good example. If the next round that they're ready for your approval, then that would go to staff for the final.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and that being the case, we'd also like to see cut sheets on any lighting that is anticipated, show that complies with the dark sky requirements.
I think I'm still looking for a second, I believe.
And in the motion, I'd also like to, because it's important for us to get out any details at this point, if anybody's got any lingering concerns, because as we're going to move from conceptual review to preliminary
design review
pretty quickly here. So if anybody's got anything to add to this.
My only other concern, and I know there's limited availability for landscape potential, I'd just throw it out there to go away and study it and come back and tell us what, if anything, you can do, I guess.
Yeah, well, when you talk about that, we've obviously got about four or five different components here. We've got the main unit in the center section, and then we've got adjustments to a storefront. We've got a loading dock being added. Mm-hmm. When you talk about landscaping, are you talking about elsewhere on the site or within the unit itself? Because
well, within your area of work, you don't have any.
Exactly.
And I understand that.
Well, within, you mean the main unit that you talked
about?
No. Caretakers.
They're using a little there.
They're using a little here. What I'm saying is just, and I understand there's not a lot there, go away and consider if there's anything you can do along La Patera, because the other three sides of the building.
Yeah, it's hardscape.
Right.
I get it.
Is there anything you can do there that you're willing to...
Which is kind of why I was originally thinking we keep this at the conceptual point.
I like the preliminary.
Yeah,
so yeah. You do.
I just,
design review.
Can you go
board.
Back out? I'm good with preliminary.
Okay.
I think we're fine.
This is actually notice for conceptual.
Notice. Oh, that's
yes.
True.
So
right.
So at your next round,
it's called design
approval.
Approval.
If
okay.
You're ready for that,
right.
You have,
okay.
And you
okay.
Can continue if
yes.
You, not
right.
Everything is.
Right.
Yes.
So I have a first, right? I have a motion.
Yeah. And also, in terms of just these details, fleshing them out right now, maybe.
Well, that's what they would need for the next time they come by. They would have to bring it up to that level.
Yeah, yeah, details on the new storefront door.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
something would be
exactly.
Provided.
I mean,
yeah.
This is a new process for us and for them also, so.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think all of the ones that everybody's indicated and that I've indicated,
all right.
Hopefully we've covered them in the inventory of comments.
Let me back up and let me try to kind of sew this all together. I'll make a motion for them. For what is this? A completion
this
of the
conceptual review.
And ask the applicant on his return to flesh out the design with some cross sections through the structure and possibly some details showing construction. Applicant is to study the possibility of landscaping. Around the three sides of the building, if possible. We're just asking the study not to do. But
on the Lopatera side, right?
On the Lopatera side.
Okay.
Okay. And also to study providing access from the roof, from the manager's unit roof deck to the roof walkway that exists, and also details for the new storefront proposed, the front door, you know, storefront proposed at the entrance. Did I catch it?
I think so.
Okay.
Second, did you get lighting in there? Did we get lighting?
And lighting, yes. Cut sheets with for the any proposed exterior lighting. Okay.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, how soon do you want to come back? Next meeting is
you
April.
Have the April 14th or the 28th?
I would say the 28th, 14th. So that we can, we have to complete the substantial conforming determination. So the 28th would be the meeting that we go to.
Substantial conformity determination to a development plan?
Yeah. To the existing development plan.
That's the planning permit.
What's wrong with the 14th?
They can't. They can't.
They won't be done with the SCD.
They won't, right. Till the SCD till then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Sierra. I'm gonna be coming around the other side of the walk this way.
Okay. Okay. Next item are. It's listed as conceptual preliminary. I presume this is going to be akin to our design review level, item H1.
Item H1 is the French Press exterior improvements located at 250 Stork Road, case number 15029 DRB.
Just a quick point of order, Mr. Chair, if I could ask. Seeing as the new and improved bylaws and guidelines have not gone into effect yet, as I understand it, are we kind of going along with this format just kind of for practice sake, or?
Well, based upon the last item and whatever I was saying, yes.
All right.
I don't know if it's for
this
practice
one's,
sake.
This one's... this is notice for conceptual preliminary. So it's a matter of how, at what level, you're going to continue regardless.
Right.
So
this is
it's
the first
can
time.
Be continued to preliminary or right. Or design review or design approval, depending on how much work is needed.
We'll figure it out as we go.
We'll figure it out.
Well, maybe
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you read? Did I miss? Okay, we're good. Okay. Declarations.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
And I visited the site, no ex parte conversations.
And I visited the site, no ex parte.
Thank you, members of the DRB. My name is not Shine Ling. My name is Daryl Mimick, and I'll be covering for Shine today. He's out of the office. So today, this is a request for conceptual design review approval. And this is over at 250 and 270 Stork Road. There's currently a shopping center over there. And there's an opportunity for a new tenant to go in an existing tenant space. And the property owner is requesting two new outdoor patios, one directly in front of the tenant space along the south-facing elevation, and one along the west elevation. The one along the west elevation will be 865 square feet. This will be comparable to the materials and railing directly across the drive aisle over at the restaurant. Yeah. The second patio along the south face will be about 334 square feet. This will actually take up three existing parking spaces in that area. The property owner is also requesting a new balcony extension from the second floor and a new exterior staircase that will be constructed along the south elevation. So they'll remove the existing one and construct a new staircase. With that, I'm going to open it up to the agent for the applicant. We have Tracy Burnell from BBP Architecture. And hello, Tracy.
Hello. Thank you. Hello, members of the board. I was at a loss after these thorough explanations from the planners. I have nothing to say.
You can't do that because we're, sorry, you got to be able to reach. Okay. We're missing our scales
for pointy.
Go. So like Daryl said, there's a plan to get French press is going into this space here. I think if we look at the floor plan, it's a little easier to see. And so we're going to remove some of the parking here. The space is, or the site is substantially overparked, so it's relatively easy to do some stuff with the parking. So they want to put in a nice patio out here, and they want their main entry come in off that patio, and currently the stair cuts right through there, so that's the reason for moving the stair. We're doing the corner stair to try to avoid losing both the windows on this end, which there's a window there now that's been taken out. There's currently the balcony up here ends along that dotted line, so it'll come up where it lands and then turn the corner to connect to that area and provide the second exit out from the second floor on that side. We're going to convert this existing door into a window. Once the tenant improvement comes in, you'll be able to see that there's a kind of a seating alcove there. It doesn't make sense to have a door there anymore. This is currently a planter along this side all the way around here. And so that's going to become an outdoor patio like the one over at Chipotle. This paving is here to this point now, and where these stairs now will remain as is. There'll be landscaping along the edge of this patio area here, and I think new landscaping or existing landscaping in here, Aaron could speak to that. Mm-hmm. And that's it from a floor plan standpoint. Mm-hmm. This just shows the second floor where the stair comes up. Not really any second floor changes beyond that. These elevations showing the work. The new stair comes up here. The purpose for the change in plane is that this is a existing balcony that's a T111, and the owner really doesn't want to repeat that. He wants to do a plaster element like the building. So that's what's happening there, and it's a little bit higher also. You can see the rail back here in the new post. landscaping along the front here and along the new planter. This is the east elevation that shows the new opening beyond, and then a section through that shows it without any obstruction of the other stair. And the side from the street that shows the planter, patio and the rail. I think that's it. Anything you want to add?
Speak to the landscape. Just for the record, I'm both stepping down and presenting this project because I'm a sole proprietor and I don't have any employees, just for the record.
And apparently we do not have...
It's in there.
It's the very last sheet of
this. Of the folded set.
So at the patio area, we're adding some pots, some rectangular pots for some separation to kind of create an outdoor room there, but to also allow people to pass through easily. The perimeter planter would be a grass-like plant called Lamandra. Plant photos are at the right side of the sheet if you're curious. Everything to the, we're losing one queen palm in that patio area. We're adding some cordylines, which are sort of a vertical interest plant against the new stairs, which you saw in Tracy's elevations. The planting at the storage side and the driveway side would just be a simple ornamental grasses of Cape Rush and Cesslaria. And then on the north side, we're doing a clumping bamboo to allow some mountain views from the upper floors, but you know, also provide some screening between there and the gas station. And the paving throughout, we're thinking at this point would be, for the patios, would be that yellow brick that you, to match the Chipotle side, which turned out pretty nice. We're doing one vine on the guardrail. I think the Chipotle guardrail is kind of overgrown now with that vine, so just we don't want to cover the whole rail, just have a little interest there. And all the landscaping on the east side of this building is to remain at this point. And then the north fence line is densely covered with vines existing, a mix of three different vines. So there's good separation there. I think that's it.
Okay. Questions from the board?
I got a question. If I'm not mistaken, you folks were the ones that worked on Chipotle also, right?
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to eat there. I've watched it go in and all that. I live fairly close to the area. I've not eaten there, but so I haven't had a chance to actually use that little narrow patio space to see how it works. But have you had some feedback from your client there as to how that actually works being where it is along Stork?
Yeah, they seem pretty happy with it, and I've eaten out there.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's more a matter of the temperature than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable to be out there, and it's not, you know, get cooked, it's not cold.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. And,
okay.
With the seating on the inside, it's pretty limited.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was just wondering how that feels out there, because I know Stork's a fairly busy street. And
yeah, it's a little busy.
Being elevated and with the vines, that it gives enough sense of space separation from all the hustle and bustle out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does. It's a little noisy, obviously, but...
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to talk a little bit more about the deck that will be along Stork Road. You mentioned that it's similar to Chipotle, and that seems to be successful. So I can see wanting to emulate that largely. That will include a raised deck with the planter. The deck is going to be raised, so there's additional elevation there. Is that correct? Like there is at Chipotle. It's not at grade.
Right. It's not at grade. The planter's raised now. So there's a detail in the back that shows it has to be raised a little bit more to get up to the floor level, but it's not very much. So we'll see the existing plaster wall, and then we're proposing to do a little raised concrete that might be a colored band that will sort of designate the different materials.
Just more out of curiosity, who will be seated at a higher level, patrons at the Chipotle deck outside of the ones here? Because I know there's kind of a little bit of elevation.
I just want it to be a higher level.
And will it be similar lighting and umbrellas and space heaters? Is that the idea? Like they're doing at Chipotle now?
You know, we haven't
room for that on the deck.
With French Press to know exactly what they're planning to do out there.
Okay, and there's I noticed that at Chipotle also there's a little fence there that's an exit from the patio out to the street. Is that something that would be included on this deck?
On currently there is the two sets of stairs that are exits to the sidewalk that are existing.
Okay, so you just continue to use those.
Yeah,
maybe this is a question for staff. Is this project expected to increase traffic? I would think that Bicycle Bob's is a bike shop versus a coffee shop. There might be a significant difference in anticipated trips at that intersection.
It's really a change of use, a change of business. So in other words, it's compliant with the zoning that's allowed there for uses. So it would not trigger any additional studying for that issue.
Okay, thank you. Regarding diversion of rain, there's the deck that extends partly over where on the west side where the patio will be. I guess rain spouts will be relocated so that water that's coming down will be channeled somewhere else other than on the patio below it.
Yeah, try to get it to either end and then put it in the area drains will get it out of there.
Okay. Regarding the patio that's replaced, that's on the south-facing side, and the reduction of parking spaces, you indicate that parking lot is over-parked, I believe that is true, but the demand for parking in those spaces is very high, particularly because of the laundromat, so I'm not sure how they'll feel about that, of people having to hoist their laundry across the parking lot. There's also, I think this will be a popular, and there'll be a lot of foot traffic coming across that parking lot to French Press, potentially, and just wondering if there's any particularly safe way of navigating across the parking lot will be, because that roadway right there in front that empties out onto Stork Road is actually a very popular way to get through the shopping center there, and it seems like people in some cases are driving faster than warranted to get where they need to go, which we're just going through concept review and just putting this out there. I noticed that the patio that is on the south side extends pretty much even with the edge of the building, and I'm just wondering how closely cars that are exiting the complex will be coming to people that are sitting there, and if that's any kind of issue with safety or whether there's enough usable space between where people will be driving and where people will be seated at on the patio. It looks like there's just some planters that are going to be existing as a barrier between that. Let's see if I had any other comments on this. I think that's it. Thank you for allowing me to say those things.
Craig?
Yeah. My comments are that I think great plant choices. I like I think it'll enhance the look. I actually, even though I did make a site visit, I'm still having a bit of a hard time imagining how it's going to feel on that narrow pathway, on the narrow patio. But if the one next door is being used, and I think I'll trust the tenant that they feel it'll be successful. But besides that, I guess the only other comment I would make is, are you guys planning on installing a smart controller for irrigating those particular plants? Yeah, yeah, that would be a comment and a request. Besides that, looks good.
Yes, it is an exciting plan. I like, in general, having public spaces around out here. I'd reiterate Bill's comment about the pedestrian access on the south. It does appear to turn the drive aisle into a pedestrian route. I might suggest somehow improving pedestrian safety or providing a pedestrian area to circulate in there without directly going into the drive aisle. And then related to that, the parking space that's adjacent to the planter doesn't allow for any room for the car door to open and people to exit. That would be the parking space on the left or the west. You should consider that. And then I'm confused on the drawings. I can't really tell how what is the elevation change from the deck to the drive aisle? In some instances, it looks like it's a foot, and some others, it looks like it's 18 inches or more, but it's somewhere in there?
Yeah. It's more like a curved wall along there, on the south side of it.
All right.
I was just discussing that with Scott. He was actually the one that worked on this. And if you look at Section A on the elevation sheet.
Which sheet number, please?
A4.
A4.
The driveway, and you can see it in the pictures, too, the parking spaces slope down quite a bit.
Right.
And there's a ramp right now where the existing stair is. So you're correct. There's a circulation path across that drive aisle that comes up. And right now, it's the wheelchair access, which is probably worse than just walking up, but it's about 1'10"
okay.
to answer your question. So in terms of the safety issue with the car, you're not going to just be at a 4-inch bump to be up and into that patio. There's a pretty significant piece there. But the concern about the door there means that it's high enough that it probably would be an issue. So it's a valid thing, I think, to think about.
And then my final comment, I really like the way the Cortadera is going to look against the new flat plane of the stairwell wall. Do you have an adequate depth in there? It looks quite narrow. I assume you've looked at that. The planter there on the south side.
The width of the planter?
The width of the planter.
It's just enough for, a hedgerow of ornamental grasses. We feel that's more separation.
But for the mature Cortadera to thrive in there and achieve a full height, that's going to be adequate.
You mean the Lamondra?
Well, my plan on L1.01 indicates Cortadera in the planter there that's outside of the stairwell.
Oh, the Cordeline.
The Cordeline, sorry.
Yeah.
Not Cortadera, something very different.
Those have a trunk to them.
Yes.
And they're sort of like it's called grass palm.
Sure.
So I think they'll be fine there.
Okay.
Are we...
I did have one more question.
Okay.
And this is in regards to parking for bicycles. Is there going to be a spot for that somewhere?
There's existing parking on the eastern stairwell. That's to remain. It's called out on the landscape plan. Right there.
Tom, you got anything?
I do not. I just kind of what I asked earlier.
Okay. My comment.
Oh,
okay. We're ready for comments.
All right.
Well, overall, I like this. I was a bit dubious when the previous project for Chipotle came through with the deck there looking so narrow. But if it works, it works. And it seems like it does. So. My thought about this building is just about anything that's done to it is an improvement, and I think this is definitely even better than that. I like this overall, although I am a bit concerned about pedestrian traffic, that with some of the other comments from board members.
Bill?
I would concur exactly with everything that Member Smith just said.
Okay. My comment probably you can forget about because it's beyond the scope of your work, but that parking lot could really use some canopy trees and getting rid of those palm trees.
Yeah.
In case you get an opportunity to twist the owner's arm. relative to what you're presenting here, I'm on board with it. I think the only concern I have is that... Western planter and access, because if that's a 2-foot high element or someplace and somebody parks there and tries to open their door, does that really work? So
you know, does this need to pull back a little bit? Or anyway, that's my issue. Beyond that, I think we're good. And this is here for?
It's notice for conceptual notice preliminary, conceptual but I preliminary. Think you're looking at conceptual based on the comments
right.
that we're hearing, moving it forward.
And so do I have a motion?
I did the last one. Yeah.
So, question, are we looking at then continuance for preliminary or is that the okay? I'll take a shot at design review.
Well, I guess technically,
what was presented to you today with the new bylaws is not going to be in effect until after your 14th meeting.
Ah.
So procedurally, we'll figure things out and nail it down a little bit further. But if it is going forward to the 14th, then you would be continuing to preliminary.
Okay.
Yep.
And if we approved conceptual preliminary, it would ultimately move to, it would be up for then final approval, but on the 14th?
Correct.
Okay, so I don't.
Technically. But are you ready for preliminary?
Okay, so I'll take a shot at, I'll make a motion to continue with the following comments to especially address the pedestrian access on the south side. Let's see, it would be exiting the stairs as well as the parking space on the east side with the concern of difficult access to exit a vehicle that was parked in that space. Additionally, the comment would be to indicate a smart controller. And looks like you have the call-outs already for the plants. Was there any other comments that I missed?
There was just one more, and I guess I would use the word study. Study the diversion of the rain to be channeled or diverted into landscaping. I don't know if that's possible.
Great.
And maybe I missed it when you're making the comments about the proximity of the parking spaces to the
yeah.
dwellings you did say.
Yeah, yeah. I indicated that. So with that, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? What? Oh, date 14? Or is that too
right.
soon?
Well, no, I don't think it's too soon. I'd be interested in just some feedback on what's needed for preliminary. We were under the impression that we did have what we needed. So I don't want to come back with the same thing.
If I can jump in, you were scheduled for potential preliminary, conceptual preliminary.
Right.
If you had had, if the board was satisfied with what you had today, they could have given you preliminary, but it sounds like there's additional studying and features that they want to see.
The essence is just address the comments, and you should get preliminary that way.
It's not a matter of drawing completeness or missing.
No, and I see where you're coming from, but yeah.
And the point of appeal, is that important in this consideration as well?
Well,
that people think that we're
yes.
going to approve it all in one fell swoop today, and
right.
there won't be another bite at the appeal apple should one need to be.
Right. Anyway. Okay.
Okay.
So the 14th.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then we're on to announcement by members. Anybody have any announcements to make?
I'd like to officially welcome our new alternate member, Mr. Dennis Whalen, to the board.
Alternately.
I'd like to second that
Thank
as
you.
Well.
Yeah, welcome.
And with that, meeting adjourned, and a good land, good evening to you all.
All right, thank you.